Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine.
You recognize that group? The group is America, and during the 70s, they brought us some great songs on mainstream radio. Titles like A Horse with No Name, Tin Man, Sister Golden Hair, the song playing right now, Ventura Highway. Oh yeah, the memories are coming back. Well, the trio consists of Dewey Bunnell, Gary Beckley, and Dan Peek. We recently wrote to Dan Peek and asked him a couple of questions. He first tells us how he got started in the music business, and then how the group America was formed, and why he left the group to pursue Christian music.
I grew up in what you could call a musical family, I suppose. My mother was very keenly interested in music and made sure that we had a piano in the house from virtually as early as I can remember, and encouraged me and my five brothers and sisters to take piano and learn how to play, and even encouraged us to, you know, try to become musicians by trade. After starting piano at the age of 7, played for about 3 years, and then pretty much gave it up and fell in love with the guitar. And my older brother Tom and I convinced my parents to buy us this little cheap acoustic guitar, and we used to fight over that and play it constantly, and began to progress fairly rapidly. And my father, who was in the military, was then transferred to Pakistan, West Pakistan actually, very, very remote location in the northwest frontier of Pakistan. So we were there for almost 2 years, in which time Tom and I spent virtually every hour of every day playing and learning the guitar. At this point, we'd managed to convince my folks to buy us a couple of very inexpensive electrics. So within a few short months, actually, we were good enough, although we were pretty bad, but we were good enough to secure a gig playing at some of the clubs on the bass with a couple other pals, and rounded it out with the drummer and another guitar player. So that was really the beginning at the age of 12 of getting into music, and it becoming, I suppose, a semi-profession at that point. And Tom and I went on to play together in bands in Missouri and Texas, at one point even being offered a contract when we were living in Texas. But again, my father was transferred, and that sort of, you know, just ended abruptly. And I suppose I thought that was the end of that. Opportunity knocks once. But at that point, my father then again was transferred to England. And Tom and I more or less went our separate ways. He was older than I and had graduated. And I ended up going to Central High School in the north of London. And there I met Dewey Bunnell and Jerry Beckley, and we formed, ultimately, the group America. Didn't happen overnight, but as a consequence of being friends and finding out that we had music in common, we eventually formed that band and were tremendously successful, thank God, and it just seemed like everything we did worked from that point on. So I was in America for a number of years, and during which time I had a lot of major questions on a personal level, on a spiritual level, because I had made a commitment actually when I was 12 years old and had given my life to Christ. And I understood the concept of salvation and Jesus as my Savior, but I really, I think, rebelled at the thought of Him being Lord. I wanted to run my life. I wanted to run the show. I wanted to live the way I wanted to live. So with that kind of an attitude, I think, and kind of the shape of my heart was really not conducive to living what we would call a Christian life. And I began to become more and more of a hedonist, essentially. Hedonism is the attempt to just do everything that feels good and makes you happy, or at least momentarily. But ultimately, hedonism is something that leaves you wanting desperately. And after, I would say, 10 years of being a practicing hedonist, I was empty and just got to the point where I thought, what is the point? We had everything that the world says you need to achieve happiness, the success, the fame, the cars, wives, dogs, homes, you name it, it was all there, gold records, platinum records lining the walls. And yet on a personal level, I was pretty much bereft. And it was at that point that I really turned my life over to Christ as Lord. And I saw the distinction between Savior and Lord and said, Lord, you are the Lord of my life. I don't need all this other stuff. It's not fulfilling. It's not the ultimate end-all, be-all. It's nice. Thank you for it. But you know, I know that this is not what life is necessarily all about. And I would say at that point, a tremendous transformation happened in my life. Within a month of that time, a lot of the serious problems that I'd had in my personal life began to be cleared up. But also within a month of praying that prayer, my house burned down. I went through a major lawsuit with the band as I left the group America. Was entangled in a whole bunch of other sort of peripheral matters that just sort of were overwhelming. And I think the cap to the whole thing was when our home burned there in Malibu. And it was called Black Monday. There were 18 different forest fires on the same day. And just in our little area, 275 homes burned. But as the years have rolled by, I understood that in a way, or not in a way, I think in as a matter of fact, what I had done is essentially offered up my life, my home, my everything I owned, in a sense, is a sacrifice to God, in the sense that I was saying to him, I only need you. I don't need the rest of these things. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to everyone out there who makes a prayer of commitment or who surrenders their life to Christ. But he took me at my word, and I took him at his word. And within a month, as I said, the house burned down. We essentially lost everything that we owned. We weren't penniless. We, thank God, had good accountants who kept some money in the bank and those sorts of things. But all the things that I had lusted for were gone. They just burned up. And later on, as I said, I found out that was a symbol of God accepting a sacrifice was when he consumed it by fire. So I felt that was an acceptable sacrifice to God. And in a way, my life started over again. And that's really how I got into contemporary Christian music. I thought I invented contemporary Christian music because the first thing I wanted to do after having had this sea change in my life was to just stand on the housetops and shout to the rest of the world, Jesus is the answer. So, of course, I wasn't the first person who had that idea. There were other people who had thought those things, and there's been hymns around forever and psalms and songs of praise. But in the sense that I wanted to use contemporary music, the music that I knew, popular music, pop rock, acoustic rock, whatever you want to call it, as the matrix for carrying this message, I thought I was Einstein and had invented this concept. But anyway, to make a long story short, embarked upon making my first solo album, which was All Things Are Possible, and was produced by Chris Christian and on a label owned by Pat Boone, Lamb and Lion label, distributed by Word Records. And I think much to everybody's surprise, I think everybody expected it to be a good record and to be something that was going to make some waves, but it became a colossal, quote, hit, not only in the contemporary Christian music scene, but it crossed over into the pop world and was actually number 5 song for the year in adult contemporary music for 2 years in a row. So that song had a tremendous life all of its own and was my introduction to the world of contemporary Christian music.
Here is Divine Lady, Dan Peek on Streets of Gold.
There's a lady in my life who saw how life had trapped me. She taught me something simple I could pray and made me very someone that I'd like you to
Points of Gold and Dan Peek. The track is called Divine Lady, a song that appears on the album All Things Are Possible. Now, the title track to that album was also Dan Peek's first Christian radio hit, and it went all the way to number one in 1979. He talks about that song.
The way All Things Are Possible came about was during this period where I had had this, some people would say that's when I got saved or recommitted my life, but whatever. There was just this tremendous new fellowship and fresh fellowship that I had with God. And so many things were changing so rapidly. I was leaving the Group America, faced with an uncertain future. And shortly before the house burned down, I was sitting in my living room, which overlooked the blue Pacific Ocean. And it was kind of a misty day, and it was very blue and very misty. And I suppose I was feeling somewhat melancholy with the uncertain future that was ahead of me. And that song, I believe God just handed it to me, and it came out in the sense that, you know, when we are down, when we are questioning, when we are at our end, that He is there and that all things are possible with Him. And it was just, you know, a tremendous moment to feel God reaching down with that song almost as if on a platter and saying, "Here, I want you to share this with the rest of the world."
When you turn misty blue, I have my eyes on you. The good things will come true, just believe in your heart. There's nothing too much for you.
The title track from his album All Things Are Possible, Dan Peek on Streets of Gold. That first album, by the way, was produced by Chris Christian. We asked how he met Chris.
I met Chris Christian through the making of All Things Are Possible, kind of a circuitous route. Actually, it was a gal that my wife had met in a beauty parlor, of all things, having her hair and nails done, and one of the operators there knew Pat Boone, probably the same route, and she was a born-again Christian, and very, very excited when she found out that that Dan Peek of the Group America had made a commitment and for Christ, and I think she saw the vision, caught the vision, and sort of acted as a go-between, I guess, and ultimately ended up, as I said, signing with Pat's label, Lamb and Lion, and Pat had worked often with Chris. So the album was started, and it was a unique experience for me because I was used to playing and singing and, you know, every jot and every tittle of every song, as we had done in America pretty much. Occasionally we would bring in some side musicians, but rarely, maybe once an album on one particular track where we needed some, like a saxophone or someone playing a sitar or something. So this was a different experience altogether, working with Chris, because he was a producer who, you know, liked to do things his way, and that was good, and we butted heads a lot, but I think we came out with a great album.
Another question we asked Dan Peek was about the song Doer of the Word. He shares how that song came into existence.
Doer of the Word was a song that one of the writers in Chris's stable of writers brought to the table, and he fell in love with it immediately. And when he played it for me, it was in such a rude condition, in terms of, it was just kind of came on a cassette that was all scratchy and hissy. You could barely hear the thing. And I have to admit, I didn't really hear the potential in it until it was done. But engineer Jack Puig, who's worked on many, many albums over the years, was instrumental, I think, in pulling that together. We worked with some of the finest musicians in L.A. on that record. In fact, Jerry Beckley of America came and sang and played lead guitar on the recording. So it's almost one of the last sort of surviving America-esque tracks that have ever been laid, really. And it turned out to be quite a big hit and was very gratifying all the way around.
When the storms of life are arising and the rain it pours, the winds of north and south are colliding right outside your door, and you can turn to the ways of the world and build your house on sand, or you can turn to
just can't be hearers of God's word. We need to apply it. That's Dan Peek on Streets of Gold. More of our conversation with Dan Peek is coming up in the next hour. I'm Larry Wayne, and also coming up, more of the classics from the 70s, Chris Christian, Evie, and more.